Hey, Pukalitas, welcome to episode 2 of From the Kitchen to the Boardroom. It's Dawn, your beauty business bestie, and I'm excited to start doing these podcasts again. And what I love about this is it is no frills. There's no music, there's no extras. We are just going to get to the point or to the topic of whatever I put in that description line of what we're talking today. So that's it. We're going right into it. And today, for your business, we are talking about AI. I know. People are just over inundated with AI and the conversation of AI. And every time you turn around, it's AI, AI, AI. But have you done your work to, one, not be afraid of AI, and two, incorporate AI into your business? Because these are two things for business success that you have to do. I've had so many conversations with other business owners, and a lot of them embrace AI, but a lot of them are like, ooh, I don't want to mess with that AI. You are going to be left behind. And this is not going to be a fear podcast. I'm going to have many uplifting and happy episodes, but I need you to get this about AI. It's not really a personal thing. AI is here. There are a lot of people that are against it. They don't like it. It's going to steal your face. And there's lots of downsides to AI. I agree. But the first thing you have to do to not be afraid of something is understand it. And you have to understand AI. For not even for your business, for your life, for your family, you have to understand what it does and where it's being used, which is everywhere. AI is starting to be used, or is already being used, in your medical advice and your accounts that you have and your credit. AI is being used in chatbots everywhere. So I suggest you just do a little reading. When you see an article, read it. Don't roll your eyes and close the paper. Close the paper. That tells you how old I am. Nobody's reading a newspaper. Don't close your eyes and close the browser. We have to understand it. We can't be afraid of it because it's here and it's not going anywhere. And the people that at least understand it will, one, know what to look for, know how to look out for it, know where AI is present. If you just ignore it, it's just going to be in your life and you're not going to know how and where. So I need you to start paying attention and digging into the topic. And for your business, unfortunately or fortunately, you need it. You need it. I really think of AI as when the internet started. If you remember when the internet started, people were like, oh my gosh, it's this World Wide Web and it's bad and it's going to put other businesses, local businesses, out of business. Our local business, you know, our local bookstores, we're not going to be able to buy from them because people are going to be buying on this internet in other countries. And what happened? Yeah, that sort of happened. But our businesses didn't go out of business. They learned to adapt. That bookstore that was local is now somebody from, you know, another area is buying things from that bookstore. Regardless of how you felt about it, the internet is here. The internet is here, and you had to embrace it. But what happened is the people that embraced it sooner, who understood it, who took the time, really went further with it. Everybody else was just dragged along. Eventually, they're like, look, I got to deal with this internet. And when you go into it kicking and screaming and at the end, it really does make it, one, harder, and you don't get all the bells and whistles and everything that you can get out of it. So just think about AI the same way when you think about how the internet started. Nobody wanted to use it. Everybody was afraid of it, and it was all the downsides. And now we live on the internet. Our whole life is the internet. And even if you're not into tech and stuff, you are using the internet at work, you're sending emails, you're searching for things, you're buying stuff on Amazon, you use the internet. This is what AI is going to become. So therefore, let's not be afraid of it. Let's embrace it. And then you use it to the levels that you want to use it to. You know, as long as you understand it, you use it, you know, however you want to use it. That to me is my my thing for you today. Just use it to the levels that you want to use it. Now let's flip to your business. If you are in business and not using AI, the whole big thing that people are saying is AI is going to, you're going to be replaced by somebody using AI. When the truth of the matter is, you're not going to be replaced by AI. You're going to be replaced by somebody who's using AI. And that's what's going to happen to the businesses. All of these businesses are using AI, and they're using it starting at very simplistic things. They are recreating descriptions on their website. They are using it to write blog posts. They are using it to write captions and posts for their social media. They are using it to write captions for their podcast episodes. They are using it to come up with marketing strategies, right? Business plans, even write grants. Now, there's a level that I think that we should and shouldn't go. First of all, I think you should be use your moral compass when you're using AI. I don't want to see you writing a book about brain surgery if you are not a brain surgeon, okay? And you really shouldn't write or use anything in AI that you couldn't just off the top of your head explain. I like to use AI as a way to make my content or the things that I'm writing just sound a little better. You know, use those words that are going to actually get people to listen and things like that. All the marketing research that people have done to put into copy. That's the way I use AI. I would never use AI or ask it to write anything that I didn't know about the subject. You know, I didn't know that I couldn't write myself. I just use it to make it write it. Write whatever I'm writing more eloquently. So think about AI that way. Even when I write like ebooks, it better be a topic that I know how to speak about. Everything that's in that ebook, I should be able to, off the top of my head, know. And all I've used AI for was to dress it up and make it nicer. And if you start thinking about that, the ways you can use AI in your business are never ending. And if you have a beauty business, other beauty businesses, these young techie girls are using AI. So you have to start embracing it, at least for your business. So I'm going to give you just a small challenge to do. I want you to at least go to ChatGPT. And I think you should have, I have the plus version. So I pay $20 a month so that I can get the plus version. And I tested it out. I tested the regular version versus the plus version. That plus version is giving you so much more. And you also know how to, you have to know how to feed prompts into AI. You could say something like, write a product description for my business. And, you know, you can tell it what your business is and it'll do it. Now, if you're in the plus version, it does research. So you can say, research my business, Puka Pure and Simple. See what we offer, visit our website, rewrite the product description for my guava juice body oil. Remember that my target audience and my demographic is ABC. Remember that this is a natural product. Also, make sure that the copy that you write motivates people to purchase. Make sure that it is engaging and uplift. I'm telling you, the more you put in these prompts, the more accurate and engaging and great descriptions you will get. So when you do the verses, when you do, hey, write me a product description versus all the stuff that I said to put in, I feed these AI prompts everything. And the information that I get out is amazing. So I implore you to, one, go to ChatGPT. If you've never gone there, just play around with it. It's free. When you get to that point where you feel like this is something that I want to adopt in my business, I would upgrade to the ChatGPT Plus, which is $20 a month. And I'm a graphic artist, so I use like the, you know, Adobe products like Photoshop, Illustrator. You know, that's what I grew up on. Not grew up on, but, you know, I went to college for. But now there is Canva, and Canva is amazing. And if you are a business owner, if you have the Canva app and if you have ChatGPT, it's like having another employee. Okay. Think of all the times you're stuck on a flyer or an image that you need created for your website or a product image or social media things. You can do all of that in Canva, and you don't have to be, you know, a stellar graphic artist, because they have all of the images and things, themes laid out for you there. So those two programs, ChatGPT and Canva, together can really, like I said, perform like a second employee in your business. So I'm going to leave that there because I don't want to overwhelm you with AI, but hopefully this just let you know that you need to at least understand it. You need to dip your toe in there. I've met more business owners over the course of this last couple of months that have said, ooh, I don't mess with that AI. You're going to be left behind. You know, and I don't say that, like I said, I don't want to be mean or say that to scare you. I want you to succeed and excel. And we've been given a little cheat sheet here with this AI, and everybody's using it. And I don't even want to call it a cheat sheet. It's just the next evolution of things. The websites, you know, that was what brought us into this next era. You know, everybody has a website. So those who are against, you know, oh, the internet, you got a website now. In 10 years, everybody's going to be, okay, AI is in it. And the people that started using it now are going to be way far ahead of the people who just decide to embrace it when it's stamped safe. So I want you to explore AI. That's like your little mini homework. Explore it and explore ChatGPT and Canva. Open up an account, and actually they both have free versions. So you can go onto ChatGPT and you can go into Canva, the free version, and you can just explore. So this is going to be part of your research part for your business this week. Okay. All right, business besties. I don't know if I like that name. I'm trying to find like a little catchy name, a way to end this, but we'll see. We'll work on it because this is, like I said, the No Bells and Whistles podcast, just giving you the information. So hopefully this was helpful. Leave a comment. If you're on Apple Podcasts, please like and subscribe to the podcast. And I will see you next week.